Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another economic indicator comes out today. The Producer Price Index, or PPI program, measures the average change over time in the selling prices received by American producers for their output. The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. The FBI was assisting after a package sent to Northeastern University's Holmes Hall campus in Boston exploded as a staff member opened it on Tuesday evening. Felipe Colon with the Boston Police Department.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did the 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of H.R. 5376, the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost. Say it again. The American people won and special interests lost.
NASA says it's 2 weeks away from test crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid, and scientists believe the visuals will be stunning. On September 26th, the double asteroid redirect test spacecraft will be used as a battering ram to crash into an asteroid not far from Earth. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Robert Sarver, owner of the NBA's Phoenix Suns and the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, has been suspended 1 year and fined $10 million by the NBA as a result of an investigation into the Suns franchise. An investigation found that during that time with the Suns and Mercury, Sarver used racist words at least 5 times when recounting the statements from others. Sarver has since apologized. While I disagree with some of the particulars of the NBA report, I would like to apologize for my words and actions that offended our employees. End quote. Ukrainian troops continue to keep pressure on retreating Russian forces Tuesday, pressing deeper into occupied territory and sending more Russian troops fleeing ahead of a counteroffensive that has inflicted a stunning blow on Moscow's military. It's still not clear if the Ukrainian blitz could signal a turning point in the nearly 7-month war. A figure in American politics that impeached Democrat President Clinton and represented Republican President Trump during his impeachment.
Ken Starr has died at the age of 76. The former Solicitor General rose to fame as the independent counsel in the investigation that led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton. 2 years ago, Starr was also a member of President Trump's defense team when his impeachment went before the Senate. Officials say Starr died at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Hospital in Houston of complications from surgery. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and whether you call him Brandon, Baghdad Bob, this president that is in the Oval Office appears to be rather clueless after yesterday's report. They wanted to celebrate bad news. I mean, I know it's a head scratcher. And I had to double check again. Katie Pavlik's tweet that she put out yesterday says March 2021, the White House says inflation isn't happening. In the summer of 2021, inflation is transitory and it's fine. It's a high class problem, remember. In August, just last month, the president said zero inflation. And today, I should say yesterday, the president's holding a celebration, doing an end zone dance for all the benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act, which, of course, makes inflation far worse. But we're supposed to be, I guess, keep our heads in the sand and be in denial just as much as he is and just say, look at our lying eyes and our wallets are lying to us when we go to the grocery store or we do anything of a consumer response and need. That's all just one big lie. With us right now to straighten out the difference between a truth and a lie is Rick Manning. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, what do you say?
Well, first of all, it's almost unbelievable that the White House would have a victory party over inflation when they should have been aware of what the inflation numbers were, we're likely to be. Here's the reality. They are basing inflation on price at the pump, which is going down, as everybody knows, from record highs. But it's going down because of a lack of demand for oil around the world. And that lack of demand is due to the fact that the world is in a recession. Mm-hmm. And so the reality is they're focusing on gas prices. And, you know, the focus on gas prices were pretty heavy when they were spiking so high. The challenge is that they are seeing the fruits of the energy inflation that occurred for the past year are now being the sour fruits are now being worn because that's permeated the entire economy. Right. And non-energy inflation was 0.6% last month. Okay, so if you take energy out of the equation, and obviously energy is part of our spending, but everything else is up 0.6%. Mm-hmm. And so we're still, in the grocery store, we're still seeing significantly increased prices at the grocery store. We're still seeing significantly increased prices if we need to go buy a car. Throughout the entire system, we're seeing higher prices. The one place we'll begin to see a dip will be home prices, but that's because interest rates have gone up and people aren't buying new homes, which is also not good. But it's a, there's the reality is, the pressure on the cost of buying things that people need to buy, food, and is still pretty high.
Yeah.
And this administration has ignored it, or said it wouldn't exist, or said it was transitory. And the reason that the stock market tanked yesterday, and I usually don't put much credence in stock markets ups and downs, but it tanked directly as a result because the Wall Street guys were hoping that the inflation number would be much, much lower, and they didn't get the number they wanted. As a result, the algorithms, which do the automatic trading, basically dumped a bunch of stocks that they had artificially kind of pumped up with the expectation that inflation was going to become less and less of a problem. So yeah, it didn't happen, and the American people know what's going on, and that's the problem the White House has. They don't know what's going on, but the American people know what's going on if they continue to try to stretch limited dollars further and further, and they to use maybe a 70s analogy, I hesitate on it, but as they seek to as they buy more and more hamburger helper and less hamburger,
right. Well, the deal is that it's worse than that because they deny hamburger from the get-go. So,
right.
you have Miss Clara from the old Wendy's commercial. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? You know, they killed the beef. You know, so and this is at the very heart of everything, Rick. As you know, and you and I have discussed this, I know for the last 2 years at least, it's the energy sector.
Yep.
You know, it's the energy sector, stupid. You kill the energy sector. The energy, you know, its tentacles goes into every aspect of our economy. You choke that off right now. Yes, the demand is down. But the other thing is you got to realize that Joe Biden is emptying out our federal our reserves, our fuel reserves. And, and to replenish all that fuel that he's dumping out into the market right now, is going to be very expensive. I mean, we're talking multiples of billions of dollars that are going to rattle your brain here. And he's done this motivated all by a midterm election to, you know, kind of do sleight of hand stuff to fool people into thinking that he's got control of this. Clearly he doesn't. I mean, it's real basic. I mean, the first day when he went into office, Rick, the inflation, we were at 1.4% in January 2021. Now here we are.
4%, and we're at 8.3% now, and it is a, there is no magic wand. Okay, just be clear. There is no magic wand here that he can wave, because the magic wand he waved when he poured trillions of dollars into the economy that didn't need to be done at the exact wrong time back at the beginning of his presidency. All the helicopter money and the like is set off an inflationary spiral that is unabated. And it's a, and so now we have, when it, the challenge, I wish
but,
there was,
but Rick, but, Rick, but was how much, magic how line. Much of that money? Yeah, but there isn't, because they're just plain stupid. And I hate to use that word. I resent the word stupid, but I, you know, stupid you know, by definition says you know better, but you still, you know, you've got another agenda, and this is what the Democrats are doing, and they do this time and time again. Now, my question is, and it remains, is of all that money that he poured into the marketplace, how many went to pay off his cronies, to pay off his campaign debts to all these people that supported his campaign and his presidency? You know, just like Obama. Obama, all his bundlers, for every dollar that they raised, I think it was about, you know, 85% of them got something like $25,000, $26,000 ROI for every dollar that they bundled for Barack Obama. I'd be curious to find out what that number is for Joe Biden, because where it was supposed to help, it didn't help.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Over the past two decades, 9 million baby girls have been selectively aborted in India due to their gender. In a culture that values boys over girls, the Tide radio broadcasts teach the value of every single life by telling listeners that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them. As they learn how important they are to Christ, listeners see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light. Many have already written about how their outlook on the value of human life has changed due to the Tide Ministry's radio broadcasts. One listener wrote, "After listening to your messages, I realized how precious life is and I have no right to destroy it. The love of Jesus Christ broke my heart and I accepted him as my Savior. I'm now a changed person." To learn how the Tide Ministry is changing hearts and saving lives by sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Look, at we've got a country to save here, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't about the Republicans or Democrats. This is about America. America that our fathers, grandparents, generations, you know, for over 246 years have fought to defend, have put their lives on the line. Many, over a million, have died for the sake of liberty. And we've got this force now in this country, and you think, wow, this would never happen. I mean, look it, like it or not, probably about 95, if not 99% of what Donald Trump said that everybody said was a lie turned out to be true. From Russian collusion to the FBI surveilling, he said they wiretapped his office. Well, that's a lie. He didn't wire. Well, they surveilled him because he didn't use the modern term. All of a sudden, it's a game of semantics with these people. It's absurd. It's like Joe Biden trying to tell us that everything is all fine. We've just crashed into an iceberg and we're taking water. But, you know, it's all fine. You know, come with me. Help me straighten out the deck chairs. I mean, this guy is a modern day. He's America's version of Baghdad Bob. And for those of you that are still drinking the Kool-Aid here, I want to, in a very loving sort of way, if I can say this, I want to shake you and wake you up and say, forget about, let go of your ideology for a moment and think about the American dream and the American way of life. Okay, this is what's at risk here. You know, Joe Biden wants to talk about the democracy and that sort of, you know, they have a different idea of democracy. That is clear. Because if they truly wanted to save the democracy, you know, this democratic republic, they would not be doing the kind of policies, they wouldn't be doing the crazy things that are doing that is killing the economy and killing the everyday Americans. That is undeniable. That is empirical evidence. And now, here you see, oh my God, the FBI goes after Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And you think, whoa, what's up here? If they can do this to a former president, then who's next? Well, Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. Are you kidding me? The FBI goes after the pillow guy? I mean, this is insane. It is desperate. And look, if we allow these wacky people to continue, Rick Manning, heaven help us. I mean, this country will realize its demise. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's dangerous. There, a woman named Amy Kramer and her daughter.
Yes, exactly.
They went after her and her daughter. Amy is the who I know was the person who took out the permit for the January 6th rally, but she never was down at the Capitol.
Right.
She took out the permit. She was responsible for the actions at the rally, where the president said be peaceful and the like, and it was peaceful at the rally. Mm-hmm. And so the FBI raided her house yesterday. Mm-hmm. and also raided her ex-husband's house, where right. her daughter, joint custody was lives, and took her daughter's computers, because apparently her daughter is a threat as well. Because she,
funny, they'll take her computers, but they won't take Hunter Biden's computer.
Yeah, Hunter Biden's computer. And we're still trying to figure out what happened to the DNC server and all that. But for me, so we're getting down to the level of, you know, people who are way off the radar screen, who the FBI is now reaching and saying we're going after people at increasingly layering down in terms of levels. You know, we talked about them going after Bannon, mm-hmm. high profile. But the U.S. Attorney of Alabama sent a letter to, and it's going after the Alabama Eagle Forum, or the Eagle Forum of Alabama. Mm-hmm. And they're going after the Eagle Forum of Alabama because they had the audacity for 3 years to work with the state legislature of Alabama and the governor of Alabama and eventually pass legislation that was making it so you could not impose, give a minor puberty blockers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, 5 legislative hearings. There were, you know, a big high-profile political battle. The Alabama Eagle Forum was involved in all of that. And so suddenly they get a subpoena that says, we want all your records, basically everything you ever talked about this for 5 years going back. And, you know, something which cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to reproduce. And, oh, by the way, if they missed the conversation they had with a state legislator on the sidewalk outside the Capitol in Montgomery and didn't include that conversation or notes from that conversation, the FBI could say, would say, hey,
that's obstruction.
Yourself. You didn't provide
sure.
it. And that's
sure.
obstruction. Sure. So they're going after a group for merely petitioning their government to take action on an issue that a vast majority of Americans agree with them on, mm-hmm. and having the audacity of winning that battle. And so now that there's a lawsuit involved in it because of people who want to impose puberty blockers on children, are suing.
Yeah.
The FBI, the Department of Justice, is going after the advocates for the bill. That is the most, you know, you get down to really scary stuff.
Really, yeah, exactly.
But Rick,
this is constitutional.
You cannot do that.
Yeah.
Of course.
You see, this is a constitutional right. See, and there ought to be something within our justice system where something can be done of a summary nature. And throw something like that out of the court without having to expend millions of dollars. I mean, you're talking millions of dollars here. They're going to be involved to defend yourself in this situation, whether it's Amy Cramer, whether it's Mike Lindell, Steve Bannon, just go on down. I mean, these are nuisance lawsuits in and of themselves. They violate the Constitution, and there needs to be some quicker remedy to block this from happening because the Democrats know the game. They're playing the game, and they're going to stick you in a bucket of gum. And if they can delay you just like they did with the Tea Parties, which Amy Cramer, of course, was one of the founding members of the Tea Parties, if you recall. You know, so she's been activated for a long time. She has been a defender of our Constitution. And how dare they do this to her and others, other like-minded citizens who are civically responsible and engaged and asking questions like Mike Lindell. You're going to stop him on the street and demand his cell phone? You know, the FBI, I mean, this is like, I mean, we're talking World War II Germany here, you know, that we're coming into, Rick. This is dangerous.
It is dangerous. And remember, when they got away with going and getting a congressman, a sitting member of Congress,
mm-hmm. right,
head of the Freedom Caucus, Scott Perry, a Brigadier General, retired Brigadier General in the Air Force. When they got away with stopping him at an airport and saying, and confiscating his cell phones from him at an airport, very public place, and when they got away with doing that to a sitting member of Congress, when they got away with doing Mar-a-Lago, and now they're proceeding with going after, you know, people progressively down the chain, that this becomes normative and accepted.
Exactly.
That's the goal here, is to make it normal and accepted that this kind of thing happens. And, you know, for all the post-speech denials, I don't think anybody can doubt that the speech that was given at Independence Hall by the President of the United States, with that red, eerie backdrop, was the signal, was the direct order to go ahead and proceed with this kind of attack on people. That is the official policy of the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that's problematic beyond all of this is, you're right, Bill, there is no way to immediately go and say, Supreme Court, we need you to intervene and say this is unconstitutional on its face and put a stop to it. It's a 2 to 3 year process to get there, and a lot of untold damage can be done in a very short period of time when the courts are acting, refuse to act in an expeditious fashion.
Well, we got to leave it there. Rick Manning, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight. Americans for Limited Government.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together and never, ever, ever gave up. This couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required. Because the other team didn't want to play.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin is going to join us in just a moment. But again, as we were just discussing about Amy Kramer and what this, what this Justice Department of our government is doing, how they've been weaponized to go after everyday Americans, including Amy Kramer and her daughter, as Rick Manning was just reporting. I mean, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, shocks the conscience of everyone who sees it, but the number of people who see it is it's very small because it's not covered by most of the media. What's happening? And then, of course, last night we heard breaking news. They go after the pillow guy. Jenny Beth Martin, this is madness that's happening in our America. And I just can't believe that this is happening and that the American people will continue to stand for, you know, this kind of totalitarian and draconian attacks on everyday freedom-loving citizens.
I think that they may not understand just how totalitarian these attacks are unless they have been under this kind of attack themselves. They may see it and think, wow, that's bad, but they may also think, and I don't mean necessarily people who listen to your show, but the broad majority of Americans, they may just see it and think, well, there was a crime and it needs to be investigated and all of this is okay. But it's not okay, Bill. It is so wrong. The subpoenas that are going on, the fact that the FBI is showing up at restaurants, when people are traveling, when people are not at home, not going through attorney, when many, if not all of the people who they're reaching out to have already engaged attorneys, and it is not hard to track down their attorneys to issue the subpoenas and they're not doing anything that they that couldn't be done normally, and instead they're just going straight after the people in an effort to be intimidating, to spread fear, and to ultimately have compliance of that mass majority through the iron fist of control.
Exactly. And like you said, we spoke with Peter Navarro earlier. I mean, they put him in chains and leg irons, Jenny Beth, and solitary confinement. And to your exact point, his attorneys were talking with the FBI. They had conversations. He was telling them, hey, you know, in much the same conversation that Donald Trump was having with the FBI, saying, hey, we're cooperating. Whatever you need us to do, just let us know. Oh, yeah, fine. No problem. Oh, yeah. Put a lock on that door. Put a lock on the door. And then all of a sudden, you got the FBI, you got with guns, guns out. And you've got frogmen out in the water. I mean, this is absolutely insane, the kind of stuff that's going on. And they're going after everyday Americans. And Jenny Beth, I just wonder, how far away are we if they continue on this pace where, you know, we start having mass incarcerations? You know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says, look, they've got FEMA camps that can hold thousands of people. They're just waiting for occupants. I mean, are they setting that up for conservatives that they're going to come and, collect us all in mass and put us in these FEMA concentration camps? I'm not trying to overly scare people, but I'm just telling you that things are lining up in such a way, and it all began just like in the same way. It was triggered by Obama when Obama told Lois Lerner, kind of winked at her and said, hey, look, maybe you ought to go after these conservative groups, these Tea Party groups. And what did they do? You know, that gave them the okay. And in mass, you know, of course, you understand because you were attacked and they went after you and everything else that was Tea Party. And so now today they're going after anybody that has conservative values and wants to believe in an America that our fathers, our grandfathers, great grandfathers, great great grandfathers for, you know, hundreds of years died and fought for the freedoms of this country. And they want to erase us and say that we're invalid and suddenly we have no right to be an American.
Bill, you're right about so much of that. They are going after, they are absolutely going after conservatives. I think that it is more than just going after conservatives, and here's what I mean. They are going after anyone who dares to challenge their edicts, and that's why we've seen the censorship and the charges brought up against so many doctors around the country as well who stood up against COVID mandates or offered alternative treatments to their patients. These are doctors who've had their medical license challenged. They've been censored online, and they also are experiencing similar attacks. What we heard from Joe Biden can best be summed up in a few words: agree with me or else.
Exactly.
And that's what we're happening. If you don't agree with him, then you are going to suffer the consequences. That is the antithesis of what America is about. It is the antithesis of our First Amendment. We are supposed, we are entitled, and we have a natural right to stand up and express grievances against our government, and it is protected in the Constitution. That right is protected in the Constitution. You asked about FEMA camps and if they're going to round conservatives up and put them in there. I don't know what they plan to do with those camps. I just don't know. But your question and the question of many others who have expressed similar thoughts, it's not outside the realm of possibility. It may have been outside the realm of possibility 20 years ago or 15 years ago if you had not experienced the targeting that went on from the Obama administration. But now you sit there and also what happened in the last 2 years related to COVID lockdowns. But now as we watch these with the history and the knowledge that we have now, these things are not outside of the realm of possibility, and it makes us wonder. And it's not like the government is being clear on what the purpose of that is for.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Jenny Beth, as you say, I mean, here and you and I are having this conversation. They would see this as being rebellious. And, you know, and to be honest with you, sometimes I think, well, I'm waiting for... knock on the door. I'm waiting for somebody to, you know, come and pull me over and, you know, take me away. Because we're pursuing the truth. That is the higher calling. That is the ultimate higher calling of we the people, and not only just in America, but around the world. People are willing, you know, I shared with people earlier this week, you know, people think it's about unity. Well, you can be united against bad stuff. So you have to pursue. This is why the truth is so important. If you surrender the truth for unity, you're going to have a bunch of, you know, mass chaos and mass atrocities taking place, because that's what happened in Germany. You had unity, and look what the Holocaust brought us. So we've got to hold on to that higher calling of truth. And we're one voice. Yes, you know, we're blessed. We're in over 300 markets across the country. We're nationally syndicated, and we've been attacked. I mean, they're, you know, they've done everything they can to limit the amount of sponsors that we have and to interfere with normal business. I mean, our business this year, Jenny Beth, is down over 70% over last year. And the main reason is because we stand for God, we stand for things of faith, and we stand for the American dream. That's the main reason that we're under attack, and that, but we continue. By the grace of God, we continue to fight on.
Well, and I am so glad that you continue to fight on, and I wouldn't be surprised if your finances are down 70% and your viewership or your listener audience is actually up, because you're speaking the truth and you're asking the questions that so many in the mainstream media will not even contemplate. So thank you for doing that. And we are all under attack. And those who have not yet personally experienced targeting from the IRS or censorship from the big tech companies, the kind of business interference that I would say borders and may flat out be tortious interference that you are describing, just wait, it will probably happen to you as well. And if you don't stand up for all of us who've been under these kind of attacks, and some under much worse attacks than others, then it will get worse for everyone. We have to continue to stand up. We have to pray for the people who are under attack, and we have to pray for the attackers as well.
Exactly. Keep in mind, we still have people from January 6th, everyday American citizens, in solitary confinement without due process. Shame, shame on the leaders that are continuing to hold Americans hostage within our country. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you for being with us. How can people be in touch and get activated? We got about 10 minutes left. Go ahead. 10 seconds, I should say.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield.
Shield. 800-536-4436.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Chris Chmielewski. He is the vice president of Numbers USA, and we're talking the border stuff here. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, always good to have you here every week, most weeks. We appreciate you reserving this time to keep our audience up to date with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, because, I'll tell you, we were just talking with Jenny Beth Martin just a few moments ago, and the challenge we have, Chris, is that we are like almost the lone voice out in the desert here. There's very few of us who are in pursuit of the truth that are reporting the truth, and you've got a president of the United States that's so disconnected and unfamiliar with the truth. I mean, it is really pathetic. I mean, he wants to say that inflation isn't happening, everything is fine. They want to say the border is secure. They want to say that our national security is better than ever, that jobs are up, and, this inflation thing, and they're slowly admitting that it's going to be around for a little bit. But if it's anything like what the Democrats have done previously, they really don't know how to handle recession. Their idea of handling a recession is you just throw money at it. And you go, wait a minute, you don't understand. That's what caused the problem. You guys threw money at it, and you keep doing this stuff. But that aside, again, there's a consistent theme here is what I'm trying to lay down here foundationally, Chris. And that is the theme is that they have no familiarity with the truth. And that's clear when you got Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States. She's on national TV telling us that the U.S. border is secure.
Yeah, this is... this is just another.
How can you possibly come up with that, Chris? I mean, give her the benefit of the doubt. Say, okay, I kind of get it. I kind of see where you're coming from, but I don't. Can you? Do you see any veracity in that statement? Do you understand anything of credibility that comes from the mouth of the vice president of the United States?
Yeah, not only. I don't even know where they're coming from. And the thing that I think stands out to me most is, and this is something we talked about a few weeks ago on your program, is when Peter Ducey questioned the White House about the hypocrisy of keeping out one of the world's best tennis players because he hasn't been vaccinated ahead of the U.S. Open, but allowing in almost 2 million illegal immigrants across the southern border over the last year. And they had no answer for it. And that's when you go back and you rewatch this clip of Kamala Harris on Meet the Press this weekend, where she says that the border is secure. She looked totally unprepared for that question.
Oh, like, how do you
go into a major national television interview not anticipating that that question is going to be asked? But she looked totally unprepared. And two things that stood out to me is number one, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's not even up for re-election this year, came out and immediately slammed her comments and said, yeah, she's wrong and she doesn't know what she's talking about, which isn't good when members of your own party are saying you don't know what you're talking about and you're the vice president of the United States. And then I think the second thing that stood out to me is she tried to blame it on Trump and on the Trump administration. And I hope that the American people are smart enough. I mean, I think you ask everybody in this country and everybody will agree that the number one issue for Trump was building a border wall. It was border security. And to try to say that this is Trump's fault is just, it's laughable.
Yeah, it really is. And going back to what Karine Jean-Pierre had to say to Peter Ducey, her other excuse, if you remember, she said, well, they're only going to be here for a short time. Well, a tennis player is here for a shorter time. He comes, he goes. Yeah. He goes back home.
Yeah.
He doesn't go into the interior and go find a job and take advantage of our medical services and, and create havoc in America's streets and even go so far as killing American citizens. They're just there to play tennis. And you talk about a short time, and we know that. Whereas the others, you know, we know that 85%, they're told to come back. And I think, what is the schedule right now? Is it like you got to come back for a hearing somewhere 3-5 years later? I mean, a lot can happen between 3 and 5 years last time I checked. So how is that reasonable? How can you expect? And there's no wonder that 85% of the people go, oh my God, I, you know, fell off my calendar. I forgot. I didn't, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, how many times would they have moved? How many times would they have moved in 3 to 5 years when they don't even have a home to begin with? They're like boll weevils coming into this country, and they're trying to find a place to land. How many of them are, you know, without homes to begin with? So they're a moving target, and 5 years later, they're supposed to remember some sort of government meeting that they, you know, when they're here kind of, for the most part, left to their own devices and scrambling just to survive.
Well, remember the Biden administration had an answer for making sure they knew exactly where they were, and that was to give them free cell phones with tracking software on them. But not surprisingly, a new IG report came out this week and found that those are ineffective. Surprise, surprise. Who knew? Whether they can figure out a way to disable the tracking device, or if they're still just not showing up and we don't have enough people to track down. There's so many of them.
What is it with the Democrats and Biden and Obama? Yeah. Remember we had Obama phones, now we got Biden phones. What is it? I mean, you know, how dysfunctional?
They're receiving a ton of donations. Campaign donations from the people in Silicon Valley. This is one way they reward them, is they buy a ton of phones from them and give them out to people. So I guess that's part of the
rationale. Yeah, they use our money for something that doesn't work, and nobody's head gets rolled on it. They just stick around and they live within the bureaucracy until they get elevated, even though they've got years of without any accomplishment and disasters like this, whether it happens to be a cell phone or a government operated website. I mean, on and on. It is endless, the incompetency that is within this humongous government, this monolith of a beast that we have to keep feeding with our hard earned tax money.
Right. Well, yeah, I think the other thing that'll be interesting to watch over the coming weeks, actually over the next 2 months with the midterm elections coming up soon, is that now with VP Harris coming out and declaring that the border is secure, every single Democratic candidate who's on a ballot this fall should have to answer that. They should either have to defend her statement or, do what Senator Manchin did and just come out and say she's flat out wrong. Obviously, Manchin just immediately pivoted to the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty bill and said that's the solution, that will fix everything. Certainly, I think differently, because that wouldn't close up most of the loopholes. Essentially, what that legislation would have done is just given these 2 million people that have crossed the border illegally over the last year green cards. So they wouldn't have to cross illegally. We just welcome them all in with open arms. And I don't think that's the solution either. But candidates should have to answer for these comments and find out what side they're on. Are they on? Do they agree with the White House on this? And are they going to try to pretend that the border is secure? Or are they going to actually say, no, it's not, and we need more border security?
Right. Well, and that's if you can get some of these candidates to enter into a debate. I mean, you see what's happening there in Pennsylvania between Dr. Oz and Fetterman. Fetterman, you know, the poor guy, he's a basket case. And look at he's obviously sick. And, you know, his mind is not firing on all cylinders. I mean, you watch some of these, these reports and his answers and things like that. I mean, he's definitely deficient. But I guess, within the Democratic confines, they believe, look at, if they can get Joe Biden elected, then why not Fetterman? And now the polling is starting to tighten up a little bit. I mean, before, Fetterman was running away with this thing with Dr. Oz, and it was just so obvious. I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, are the people in Pennsylvania really that messed up that they would want Fetterman as their representative over somebody who is articulate, that is knowledgeable and understand and really can, represent them, instead of somebody who's never had a job before, who has been guilty of, doing things that are even illegal, but somehow he's still standing, and I feel for him. He's not well. And the Democratic, shame on the Democratic Party for continuing to offer him up as a candidate when he needs to be set aside and, put under doctor's care and help him get healed. That's how you help a fellow citizen, is you help them get healed. You don't put them in an arena so he can get elected, and then all of a sudden, you know, he goes into the Beltway, and the pressure that happens there really blows up his heart, and he's dead.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. And of course, Democrats got to hope that the weather stays mild in Pennsylvania either, because while, gas prices have trickled down a little bit, they're still up there, though. But while gas prices have trickled down, they better hope that there's no cold spells in Pennsylvania, because that's going to drive up the cost of heating oil real fast, and
without a doubt,
an impact on gas.
And you and I are very much concerned about that. People on fixed incomes. I mean, at the core of our economy is fuel. That's what drives everything. Okay. And we've got a president whose policies have killed that, and they're going to end up killing people, because America has no idea. We have never experienced death by cold. In Europe, they have. And in Europe, they may very well realize that because of the problems they're having with their energy sector. Something that Donald Trump, the idiot who was the president of the United States, everybody hated so bad, that told him, hey, look, be careful, you're setting yourselves up. And they mocked him. They laughed at him. Now who's laughing?
Right.
Sadly,
right.
Because what they've done is they put their people in peril. And here in America, these Democratic policies and Joe Biden are putting American citizens in peril. For what? Because of a theory? Because you have this vision that everybody's going to be driving an electric car, and we don't even have electric cars for everybody to drive right now.
That's right. Yep. Well,
life could be a dream, huh? Shaboom, shaboom, as they say. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy. Vice President of Number 2 USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.